This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, August 22nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Farm income, or the lack of it, from the crop sector is gaining attention across the country as big crops appear evident on the horizon and commodity prices fall. Dr. John Newton, executive head of Terrain, says this is an extended trend.
You know, I've done some back of the envelope math, Jeff, and I really think we're in the fourth year of crop margins that are at or below break even, and that's tough. It's some of the worst years that we've seen, you know, in the crop space, again, because input costs, they went up dramatically, and they've been sticky. They haven't come down at all, and yet the commodity prices, the crop prices have.
Newton says there's a real contrast to the economic story of crops and livestock.
One of the things that I'm really tracking, Jeff, and USDA is going to update their farm income forecast here after Labor Day, and my expectation is, you know, the cattle market's a lot stronger today than what it was when they did their last projection back in February. The dairy market remains strong. The hog market remains strong. I think we're going to see USDA print a record large nominal, not adjusted for inflation, but nominal net farm income. But the challenge here, and we've just talked about it, is that really reflects the strength in the livestock sector and really masks the big challenges that the crop sector is facing.
Newton says China's absence from the market for new crop corn and soybeans is very poor timing for U.S. farmers.
You know, if you're thinking about the soybean market, for example, China's the largest buyer of soybeans, you know, every single year coming out of the U.S. I think they buy, you know, approximately one-third of every acre that we plant in the country, and they've yet to put a single bid on a soybean that's coming up for harvest. So you have some lingering questions on demand. Is it going to be there? And that does weigh on prices and weigh on markets. You hope that it turns around and helps things improve, because we continue to be in a very tight margin environment. Input costs are very high, and we've seen commodity prices fall pretty sharply over the last few years.
Newton says there is no single answer to a better economic outlook for crop farmers.
Renewable fuels are part of the solution. Increased domestic demand is part of the solution. Increased export demand is part of the solution. There's not just one silver bullet that's going to turn around the farm economy, Jeff. It takes a lot of different things to really reverse where these prices are today and to bring margins back into the black. Luckily, for folks that are diversified, that are in the cattle business, that are in the dairy business, hog business, while also raising crops, the livestock space has really helped lift their balance sheet.
In financial news today, to say the least, they were encouraged by Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's hints of a possible rate cut.
Well, I think it's going to be welcome news. That's for sure for the whole U.S. economy. And you saw the way the market reacted to Powell's remarks today. The stock market was up in a major way. But, you know, ultimately, if you see a rate cut in September, maybe another rate cut later in the year, that'll reduce the borrowing costs, not only in agriculture, but across the broader economy. I think we've got to still balance the job market with the inflation data that we continue to see. The job market seems to be wobbling a little bit, and I think that's why we saw the remarks from Powell. He saw all the numbers from the jobs report. He's looking at inflation and knows that they need to do something sooner rather than later.
In other news today, the renewable fuels industry received news from the EPA that it was not glad to hear. The agency's latest ruling on small refinery exemption allowances for blenders of oil-based gasoline to circumvent renewable fuel standards was not what the market wanted. EPA said it would allow exemptions for 63 applicants, partial exemptions granted to 77. Only 28 petitions were denied. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Healthy meals start with healthy farms. 83% of adults think farmers and ranchers should have a seat at the table to discuss how policy decisions impact their ability to grow a safe, affordable, and sustainable food supply. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.